Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Zach Coplin, who is an anti-creationist activist and columnist for The Guardian, who, as a high school student, organized 78 Nobel laureate scientists in a campaign against the Louisiana Science Education Act, a creationism law. He has a new report in Slate magazine, Texas Public Schools Are Teaching Creationism. Welcome to Background Briefing, Zach Coplin.
Hey, Ian, thank you so much for having me on.
And I'm astounded at how many schools across the country or in various states have been enabled to use taxpayer money through these for-profit charter schools to teach not just creationism, but global warming denial and in some cases, an extraordinary version of history. I was just reading here where, for example, one of the textbooks from Responsive Education, which is one of the main Responsive Education Solutions, one of the main in the players in this charter system. They're even saying that John Kerry's really didn't I mean, it's got down to sort of petty meanness that John Kerry didn't really earn his Purple Heart and Bronze Star. I mean, this is extraordinary, and I guess you've been on this early, but it seems to the nose of the camel is well into the tent, isn't it?
Yeah, and so this most recent thing we've discovered is that the largest charter program in the state of Texas, Responsive Education Solutions, with 65 schools, 20 more coming in 2014, $82 million in public money, and over 17,000 students, are teaching kids things like the fossil record is sketchy, made leading scientists doubt the age of the Earth and evolution, and supernatural creation is just as viable as evolution. This is in a public school science textbook being funded by public money. Absolutely amazing.
Well, but it doesn't stop at creationism and religious dogma replacing evolution with the Book of Genesis. I mean, it also takes on global warming denial, do they not?
This book, I didn't see the sections on climate change as much in this book, mm-hmm. although there was a little bit of a hint. It celebrated at least George W. Bush's rejection of the Kyoto Protocol, because that was as much as we could tell from that. But often what we're seeing these days is that climate change denial is linked with denial of evolution, and my home state of Louisiana has a law which allows teachers to bring in supplemental materials to critique evolution and also climate change. And the whole point of this is to actually sneak in creationism and climate denial into the classroom. The evidence backing climate change and evolution is undeniable, and the only reason that they would be critiqued is to sneak non-science into a science classroom.
Well, but in terms of history, teaching people, students, that the New Deal did not help the economy, but instead it ushered in a new era of dependency on the federal government. I mean, that sounds like, you know, something that you'd hear at a young Republican gathering, you know?
Yeah. And you often find with these schools that it's not just bad science, but it's sort of blatant political propaganda in the history lesson. So one lesson that we've mentioned a couple lessons now, but another lesson was that Jimmy Carter pardoned draft dodgers out of a, quote, misguided sense of compassion. What real history book would talk about whether the president's compassion and actions were misguided like that? There's a way to present it without blatant bias. You can talk about whether it was a mistake or not, but the misguided sense of compassion is such a dog whistle political propaganda.
Well, also describing the feminist movement as creating an entirely new class of females who lacked male financial support and who had to turn to the state as a surrogate husband. that sounds a bit like Governor Huckabee's mention of the women's libidos getting in the way.
Yeah, I've actually heard that several times today already, that exact same reference to Huckabee.
Right.
And the Responsive Education movement. And I don't think public schools should be teaching history out of the mouths of a far-right presidential candidate.
So how did this happen then? Let's go through some of the states that are involved here. Of course, we've talked about Texas, but they've made vast inroads into Tennessee, and you've been fighting them in Louisiana. So give us a kind of an accounting, if you will. I guess the main point to make is they're on a roll, right?
Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple ways we see creationism brought into public school science classrooms. And one way is through legislation. And so in Louisiana and Tennessee, there's laws that allow, as I mentioned earlier, creationism to be snuck into science classes through supplemental materials to, quote, critique evolution. Now, evolution does not need to be critiqued. It's the strongest, especially in a high school science classroom, it's one of the strongest scientific theories out there. It's backed by all the evidence. The only critiques that would be done are religious creationist critiques, and that's not science, and that doesn't belong in science classroom. So we have these laws that potentially allow creationism into any school in the state, just depending on what a teacher wants to do. And we are finally seeing evidence of exactly what is happening. And just last week, the ACLU of Louisiana sued Sabine Parish in Louisiana. It's an amazing story where a teacher, the sixth grade biology teacher, was demanding that she described evolution as a stupid theory believed by stupid people. She was putting on her tests that students had to write that Jesus or that the Lord God created the earth on her tests and on all her science tests, which doesn't belong on a science test in a public school. She explained the earth was 6,000 years old, and eventually one of her students was Buddhist and didn't know how to answer the question about the Christian God creating the earth, and the teacher then humiliated him in front of the class, called him stupid, called Buddhism stupid, and basically abused this kid for a sustained period of time. When the parents went to the superintendent of the school to complain about this, the superintendent told them that this is just the Bible Belt, they should get used to it, and suggested that the student change his religion, or if they didn't like that, they could transfer to another school in the district where there are, quote, more Asians over there. It was just unbelievable. And the reason we see this kind of behavior so blatantly is because there's laws on the books in Louisiana that would allow, that encourage teachers are directly viewed as a way to attack evolution. So a teacher now has the courage to go out there and say the earth is 6,000 years old, say that Buddhists are stupid, and punish students, take points off their tests for not writing creationism on their test. And we see that in Louisiana with the Louisiana law, and we see it in response to that in Texas, this charter network of teaching creationism, where Texas has these curriculum standards that do the same thing as Louisiana's law, where they allow both sides to be taught to critique evolution. And this charter network in Texas is defending its curriculum, saying, we're doing what the state of Texas requires. We're just critiquing evolution and teaching both sides. And there's legislation, we see it introduced all across the country. Laws are only passed in Louisiana and Tennessee now to allow Christians to be taught. But every year we see bills introduced. We've already seen two bills introduced this year in Missouri, one in Oklahoma, and there's dozens every year that get introduced across the country that would allow teaching creationism in public schools. And another way creationism can get stuck in public schools is through the school voucher program. And this is when public money spent on private schools, often that teach religion, and we're giving millions, potentially hundreds of millions of dollars to these private religious schools that teach things as ridiculous as the Loch Ness Monster is real and disproves evolution. And so while they may be private schools, they're funded with a lot of public money.
And again, I'm speaking with Zach Copland, who's an anti-creationist activist and columnist for The Guardian, who as a high school student organized 78 Nobel laureate scientists in a campaign against the Louisiana Science Education Act, a creationism law. He has a new article in Slate magazine, Texas Public Schools Are Teaching Creationism. So let's talk about when you were in high school, you organized 78 Nobel laureates. That's no small accomplishment. Did it have an effect?
So it's had... We've built an incredible campaign to repeal Louisiana's creationism law. We've got everyone on board, from Nobel laureates to clergy to teachers from across the state and across the country and even around the world. And we've really got everyone in our camp except for Louisiana legislators. And so we've tried three times now, and we've come into Louisiana Senate Education Committee with a bill to repeal the creationism law. And this year we lost by the closest margin yet we've had, which was a 2-3 loss in this committee. and these legislators, one of them, our first time, explained, sort of summed up the problem is she didn't want to listen to people who had little letters behind their name, as she called them. And these Nobel laureates are just people with little letters behind their name. They don't seem to recognize that the 78 Nobel laureates we've arranged, which is about 40% of living Nobel laureate scientists, who really built the foundation we live on today, they don't seem to understand that the people you should listen to on science policy are the scientists who are the best scientists in the world. And we've got all the best scientists in the world. We've got the American Association for the Advancement of Science, these Nobel laureates, like all the biology organizations, all the National Science Teachers Organization, are all telling Louisiana to repeal this law. And so we're hoping this year, between the support we've built and between this court case in Sabine Parish, Louisiana, about a teacher teaching creationism and really harassing a student over his Buddhist religion, that we may finally have the combination of things we need to force politicians in Louisiana to do the right thing.
Well, already they're teaching creationism in different degrees in Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, mm-hmm. Louisiana, Ohio, yeah. Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Washington, D.C., and Wisconsin. So that's a good chunk of America.
Yeah.
And this is, it's easy to sort of joke about it and sort of, shrug it off as being the rubes, with their pitchforks, et cetera. But the point about it is that in these states, there are kids that deserve a real education, and they're not getting it. And they may be equipped to live in a kind of a little Christian backwater, but they're not going to be equipped to live in the real world.
And it's also, I would point out, it's not just, I mean, these are the states where we know we've sort of identified public money being given to either public, like to schools, private schools that teach creationism, or public schools that have the ability or have been documented teaching creationism. But it's not just a problem in these states, because around the country, 13% of public school science teachers admit to teaching creationism outright in their science classes, and another 60% on top of that either balance both sides or don't teach evolution fully, either because they're afraid of backlash from parents or they don't actually understand or believe the science themselves, which means that about 73% of American students aren't getting the education and evolution that they deserve. And that hits the heart of this problem. It's not a Louisiana problem. It's not a Texas problem. It's an American problem. And we can see it all over the country.
Well, we'll end up as America the Stupid at this rate. And I thank you for joining us, Zach Coplin.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Again, I've been speaking with Zach Coplin, who's an anti-creationism activist and columnist for The Guardian, who, as a high school student, organized 78 Nobel laureate scientists in a campaign against the Louisiana Science Education Act, a creationism law. He has a new report in Slate, Texas Public Schools Are Teaching Creationism. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking with George Lakoff about his ideas of what the president should say in his upcoming State of the Union.